Hebrews are mostly.
You drink coffee still?
Oh yeah, but not as. It's not because the price went up, but I have enough, and I know it. And if I drink too much coffee, I feel it.
You get sick.
Well, and if it's too bad, I'm gonna have to get on the diet. See? So instead of drinking too much coffee, I can eat anything I want except pepper food, you know, hot food.
How do you like your coffee?
It depends. If you got some cream there or milk in it, or black.
Yeah,
it depends.
Some people just like take their coffee straight or anything.
Yeah. Most of the time, she goes sweet and low.
I use sweet and low, but I prefer it with sugar.
I hear a lot of people drink where the spoon will stand up in it.
This one's not that bright. I think it's not that
bright. It's not that bright, but it's not that. You don't see through it.
Yeah.
You put it that way.
Yeah, kind of like the kind of coffee you get in those styrofoam cups.
Yeah. In some restaurant, when they pour it, you can see the daylight through it. I tell them to keep that coffee.
You think you're sweet?
No, ma'am.
Black?
Have it black.
With no sugar? No.
Without anything.
Yeah, sweet and low if you want.
No, you ruin the taste of a cup of coffee by putting...
Not by putting sugar.
A lot of people say you put...
Somebody's got to use my sugar.
Put cream in to get through it. I don't use sugar, I tell you. My dad's a diabetic, and I think I might be one too.
Well, my dad was a diabetic, my mom was a diabetic.
He has to grow up sweet or he's a dead dog. He eats sweets
like... I eat a jar can like a day.
He stopped smoking about 6 years, 5, 6 years
and
ago.
I started eating candies. And she put me some...
And you don't have any more.
No.
You see how my
jug is finished? 2 days, I eat that quart jar candy for.
But you don't have to worry about your weight
or anything. I never do well
on my weight. If only he could get this big, then I'd have to put him on a diet. Oh, Lord.
We got now
28, 30.
I still did not on you, you don't remember.
I got that. My daddy stayed like
this. You still have that thing on
you. But there's little bitty screws. I had to back off way over there, see. So I'm going to have to start bringing my glasses, you know, for something like that.
That's too strong. Can heat you some water and cut it down?
It's fine.
It almost, this could almost reach his spoon now.
That's the truth. Good coffee. Yeah. You know, you used to buy your coffee, like, just out of the, what kind of sack did it come in?
Well, it came out of a Ziploc sack at one time. We used to grind, I remember my mom used to grind roast her coffee.
Really?
Yeah, she'd get it green.
You could smell that probably.
Mm. Oh, you smell that in a whole neighborhood. And then she roasted in one of those frying pans, I guess, those cast aluminum pots, until it get dark, you see, and then she passed them around.
Range 22, Everett Roll Run. Everett Roll Run,
a
jambalaya
capital.
Buckshot, Labrador.
I imagine they did that because it was cheaper. I wouldn't know why, but I believe it was cheaper.
Some people still grind their own coffee.
I think in those days, I don't think they had any.
I don't think they had any.
In the store and buy grind coffee.
I think it was all green and burlap sacks. You buy it.
Man, right, you don't have a boy guarantee. I ain't seen him in cool days there. You see, 23 or 37?
Ship it to the docks. And when the ships, well, I don't know if they can still do it now that coffee has gone up.
I doubt it.
Hey, around this break, I was talking to the buckshot there. Hey, bring it back there. We got it covered up down.
He gets green coffee beans, and he brings them to his wife and his mother and his daughter, and they,
if you do that, give them channels back again. You say, give them two channels back again, and we'll go around and try.
Well, you might be spilled right down on right there, busted sack or something like that. Or somebody give him 4 or 5 pounds.
He'd bring it, you know?
Yeah.
And they grossed it.